Toy Ganser, welcome.
Hi, thanks. Great to be here.
Now, you're in the business of seasonal celebration, so why is Halloween such a big deal?
I think it gives us permission to nurture our inner child. And I love it. I nurture it all the time. I'm an inner adult. I have outer child because life's too short. You know, other adults are like, this is the one time of year where it's okay to be a little bit crazy and creative. And that's why it keeps exploding.
So what is it about the holiday's roots that really keeps it going strong and even stronger as a pop culture favorite?
Well, there's so many fandoms these days. So there's that dedication, and then with that permission on Halloween to embrace it and not be seen as a freak. And then you couple that with the ancient traditions, the core from a variety of cultures, way back to us just trying to figure out what's going on around here, pre-science, pre-psychology, making sense of, you know, darkness and change in seasons. I mean, whether you're Celtic or Catholic or whatever, there's a bit of it in this culmination, this grand tradition.
Okay, why is it your favorite holiday?
I think I couple with the permission to be creative, because growing up as a creative kid, not into football, not a cliquey kind of kid, I'm that fringe kid where, yeah, this is me. I can be all me. This is where I live. And then as you grow older and you get settled into your own skin and comfortable, and you realize, you know what, I'm going to be that guy that makes up that demographic, and it just exponentially grows. It just organically grows. You know, my children are the same way. You know, they embrace it. And I think even if it wasn't so popular culturally, I think it would still be something that we enjoy, just keeping that spirit alive.
So even in a modern and pop culture world,
sure,
you are reaching back to your roots and forming new ones for the future?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The Mexican culture, for example, the Day of the Dead, that the 3 days of celebrating that, you know, and I think it, when people do start to dig in a little bit more, they can enjoy it on a deeper level, you know, creatively, philosophically, traditionally. It's circular. It's very logical.
And speaking of circular, it is your passion turned profession. So you're living the dream, or I guess I should say nightmare in the case of Halloween.
Sure, sure.
You're costumed quite a bit for your seasonal celebrations at Tag Art. Why does this become you, so to speak?
You know, my default personality is shy. Typical introverted visual artist, very shy. You know, want to express myself, but don't quite know how people respond. So, you know, being in costume is a great release, and a lot of clowns are like this, where they're very shy and very timid. It's very much like wild animals. They're more afraid of you than you are of them. And so you hide behind the makeup, you hide behind the costume. I love performing for strangers. It's a total release. And so you can transform yourself, and you can really spend some time in that world, and then come back and you are Clark Kent again. You know?
That's great. That's just great. How many events would you reckon you've had or will have this month?
Oh, I'd say at least 40. From an intimate birthday party to something as big as Fright Night. You know, we've been out of town, out of state this month, just going wherever we're needed. You know, that's an honor to be of service.
Do you ever get tired of it?
No. It's always a refresher.
Among the many components of masquerade, your specialty is face painting. One of your specialties is. How long have you been at it?
Well, our company is 16 years old now. We're in our 16th year. So we probably started that maybe 14, 15 years ago.
So how many faces would you guess you've transformed?
Oh, my goodness. Well, at a small event, doing something quickly, we could do one item in a minute. Even the full face stuff, we can do about 10 minutes. So I'd say hundreds of thousands. Just Fright Night alone, we probably did about 1,000 zombies in that three and a half hour period. And that's 8 years of that, so that's about 8,000 zombies. And that's just one day out of the year, so maybe millions, maybe. It's probably not too far of a stretch.
That's pretty frightening, in a good way.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready for a little trick-or-treat?
Sure, absolutely.
Well, say I'm invited totally last minute, to a costume affair this weekend. Don't want to miss it. Summon up your professional wizardry and conjure me up a few ideas that I really could pull together real quickly using just things around the house for a diabolically clever costume.
All right. you could go entirely dressed as you are every day and go as a homicidal maniac. They look like everybody.
Okay.
You could get those ratty garden clothes on and throw some fake blood on your face and boom, you're a zombie. Or a cannibal or whatever. So there's some real easy, quick stuff. If you want to go a little bit deeper, then pale yourself out, get some clown white and a couple fake teeth, and you're a vampire or a ghoul.
Good point, yes.
So, and it's amazing what some wigs will do. So Well, you could always go with the conversation starter, put a chair on your head and go as gum.
Once again, you're saying, let your creativity and, and your twisted sense of humor be your guide.
Oh, absolutely. Because people will ask, and then you'll tell them, and like, wow, that's really clever. You know, love it or hate it, like, you got to respect that. They were thinking outside the box.
Troy Ganser is owner of Tag Art, along with his wife, April, and Halloween arts specialist. He joined me today in the Madge Rothschild studios. Troy, thank you for working us into your ghoulishly busy schedule.
It's a monster, all right.
And a most magical All Hallows Eve to you.
My pleasure, and yours as well.